Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I am bringing you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled, A Seat at the Table. I have a friend who went to seminary to be a pastor. He graduated from a reputable school with his Master's of Divinity, is absolutely great with people, but he was never able to find a job working as a pastor at a church. It wasn't for lack of effort. He'd applied for a number of different positions and different denominations, but nothing ever panned out. It turned out there was one thing missing from his resume, and it wasn't education, skill set, or experience. It was the fact that he wasn't married. My friend termed it his fourth finger disability. His ring finger was void of necessary adornment that would have made him hireable within the church. While his story is unique to him, and while there are certainly other circumstances that surround his journey, the truth remains, in many churches, being married is an unspoken requirement of being on staff. Many single people also express that they're often treated as being less mature than those who are married, as if they're missing a key component to adulthood. Now, as a disclaimer, in many ways, this devotion is more of a manifesto and a stake in the ground to say, that's just not right. The last time I checked, Jesus was single. And if we wouldn't hire Jesus as a pastor or consider him to be a mature adult, then it seems like that should cause us to rethink, well, everything. In addition to that, Paul wrote to the Corinthian church saying, to the unmarried and to the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8. Somewhere along the way, we lost sight of a vision for singleness, that it is not only acceptable, but in some scenarios, even preferable. It appears that the church's vision for marriage is, at times, based more on convictions about love formed in the Romantic era than it is grounded in Scripture. Marriage is often baptized as God's universal calling for all people, even though Paul states that some would, quote, be happier if they remained single, close quote. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 40. As one reads through 1 Corinthians chapter 7 with the lens towards singleness, it becomes clear that Jesus has a great plan for single people, and it's not just for them to get married someday. In this chapter, we see the way single people are often a distinct part of God's plan to build His kingdom, and integral parts of the family that we call the church. Because of that, our desire at EFCC is for single people to know that they are full contributing parts of our church body. We're not waiting on anyone to get married before they feel welcome. There is a single seat always open at our table. If you are single, please know that you are welcomed and valued here. If you're married, invite one of your single friends over for dinner this week and ask them about their journey as a single person in the church. Let's pray. Father, thank you for every person listening, and I lift them up to you, whether they're single or married. May they know that you love them, that you see them, that you care, and I pray that today you would teach us all what it looks like to live in your way with your heart. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, friends. Have a great rest of your day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.